May 1st is the unofficial Labor Day in the U.S., a day for unions and locals to celebrate their unity and strength. For about 150 Southeast carpenters, who are members of Local 2247, it was the day they found out their hall had been shut down.
I actually saw on Facebook.
Juneau carpenter Chris Diamond has been a member of Local 2247 for 10 years.
I followed the Pacific Northwest Regional Council page, and there was an announcement that two halls in Alaska had been closed, so I clicked it to see what it was, and it was our local.
Diamond currently works for Juneau-based North Pacific Erectors and has never used his union local to find work, but he's been a loyal member, attending monthly meetings and taking part in union events.
For me, personally, that was kind of a kick, you know, when we're supposed to have this brotherhood and, you know, this tight-knit community amongst ourselves, and then to just have that taken away without any forewarning or any real clear explanation of why it was being done.
Local 2247 has been around since 1939. It was part of the Alaska Regional Council of Carpenters until this past February, when that council dissolved and was absorbed into the Pacific Northwest Regional Council of Carpenters, which represents 26,000 members in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and now Alaska. Ben Basim is communications director for the regional council. He says shutting down the Juneau local and moving its membership to Anchorage is part of a nationwide effort by the United Brotherhood of Carpenters to streamline operations, run more efficiently, and save costs. Basim claims savings have even been passed down to members.
The immediate benefit to the membership was a reduction in over-the-counter dues. I know, for example, my old local, I think I was paying $33 a month over the counter, and all dues went down to $20. So right there, out-of-pocket dues were reduced.
Basim says dues may go down for the Alaska members, but it's too early to say for sure. Southeast carpenters are struggling with potential changes that may come out of the closure of Juneau Local 2247. Juneau carpenter Mike Vanderjack says it initially caused a lot of confusion.
About exactly what that would mean for us, you know, if they were taking over our retirement, or we just had no idea what that meant because they had not discussed that with us previously. You know, maybe if we had had a few months to prepare ourselves and to understand what that meant for us, it would have been something different, but instead it was just, you know, upsetting, confusing.
Without a local union hall, members also fear losing their voice. They once met in Juneau. Now monthly union meetings are in Anchorage. There's concern Southeast-based carpenters will have to share Southeast jobs with their Anchorage counterparts. Their concerns were great enough earlier this month that Juneau Senator Dennis Egan's office heard complaints.
Right now it just feels like we don't get a say in what's going on. And, you know, that's really upsetting. And it goes against, you know, everything that we've learned about what a union is.
Basim is hoping the Pacific Northwest Council can make the transition as smooth as possible. He wants to assure Southeast carpenters the council's intent is not to abandon Juneau.
Transitions sometimes can be frightening, and I completely understand that. But as far as the standard order of business, such as finding jobs and having contractors and dispatching members to work, it's not going to change. It's going to be business as usual.
The carpenters may be settling into the idea that Anchorage Carpenter Union 1281 is now their local. A union election is underway, and one member from Southeast is on the ballot. The Pacific Northwest Regional Council of Carpenters is also opening an office in Juneau and is currently looking for someone to work as a Southeast representative. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.